Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Mark Reardon.
The real truth is that Joe Biden has left us a dumpster fire.
Every time there is substantive stuff,
Mark Reardon,
to talk about in the world of politics, Donald Trump's name is the headline.
People decided to return Donald Trump to power.
In the first term, everybody was fighting me. In this term, everybody wants to be my friend.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
Well, good afternoon. Just as I'm starting the show, Fred points toward the TV monitor because we're going to talk about L.A. and what happened there last night and talk about this immigration issue. Of course, there were plenty of people, and they probably do this because they know that police resources are elsewhere, but there was a bunch of looting that was going on last night. But you guys, look, I was paying attention to the Cardinals game. Ethan was at the Cardinals game. It was pretty exciting. Fred, did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Hang on, you got to have your mic up there.
Yeah, I did watch.
It was frustrating because the Cardinals were down, yeah. And then Ivan Herrera hits this booming 3-run home run to put them up 4-3. So I was kind of going back and forth between the hockey game and this winds back into immigration here in a second. The hockey game was a blowout, which the Panthers won. I don't even
beat
know what
down,
the final
6
was.
6-1.
Yeah, 6-1. I turned it. Whoa. Was 4-1. But then the Cardinals are down, and Ethan, you're kind of Ethan Hannaford, who is one of our producers. He unfortunately has a lot of talent, and he's probably going to leave us sooner rather than later because your goal is to do play by play, and you've done play by play for Lindenwood, but you were actually able to sit in a booth last night and like call the game as sort of, you know, practice.
That's awesome.
Right? It is awesome.
Yeah, got a few reps in. You know, sometimes
I love
if there reps. Is you know, if one of the booths is open, or if, you know, the visiting team doesn't have, you know, a radio broadcast, which was the case last night for Toronto. You know, I
you can go in there and do
it.
Yeah,
yeah. Get some reps in. Just did trying to work
a,
on
did
the
did you have a color guy or not?
Nope, just
okay.
me.
Want
just
me to come in and do that for you?
And next time I'll let you know.
I can say, hey, ooh, look at that. Ah. I wouldn't know what the hell I'm saying.
Hey, look at that.
But what I did text you, exactly.
You're
that's
hired.
About my limitations. I said, oh my God, when that happened, I'm like in the in my living room with the puppy. My wife is downstairs because our little dog Olaf still is not quite taking well to Max, the puppy. And I'm like screaming, oh my God. They take the lead. And I texted Ethan. I said, I want your home run call of this. And then unfortunately, Helsley comes in. Oh my God, Helsley, I don't know. You know, he gives up a home run. They tie the game. At that point, I only turned it off because as a family, we were going to start watching something. Alexa was down with us, and I was hoping that they won. And of course, this is the one thing about the changes in baseball. Fred, I don't know how you feel here, but I don't mind anything except for this stupid runner on second base.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that at all.
But that's what happened. So they score relatively quickly in the 10th, and then we can't come back and win.
They scored immediately. The first batter in the 10th, Alejandro Kirk, was really good last night. He was 4-for-5, a home run, 2 doubles. So he doubles to start off the inning. All of a sudden, we're down 5-4. And, you know, it's so important to not allow that second run to score in extra innings now, because you expect that first run to score with him being on second.
Right.
The Cardinal or the Blue Jays had the bases loaded with one out, and Nolan Arenado turns this amazing double play to get out of it. And you're thinking, okay, we have a little bit of life. And then Lars Nootbaar struck out to start off the bottom of the 10th, and a couple of batters later, the Cardinals were not able to score that tying run, and we end up losing in extras.
But, you know, they can still win the series. They can bounce back tonight. Mm-hmm. I think we have an afternoon game tomorrow. But, so then the family goes upstairs, and I'm staying downstairs, and I don't really want Alexa watching this. I want to find out what's going on in L.A., and is it going to get bad? It was sort of like, you know, when the wildfires were going on, because they were so intense for a while, and what you're seeing is just unbelievably heartbreaking, and I was glued. You remember at the time? And
yeah.
We had Brian Ping on 24 hours ago. He's kind of our L.A. correspondent because he's from St. Louis. He works at KNX. So I'm watching this, and Sue, I know you dial out, so you're smarter than I am. I don't think you watched any of this. Here's what I saw at about like 10 o'clock last night. So the sun is still out just a little bit. There's a bunch of police, National Guards people that are kind of holding a line, and there's only what I would estimate to be a couple hundred people out there wandering around in the street. It didn't look like anything was going to happen at all, and I don't think anything really did happen. So I bring that up because, there's a point to be made here, and the Democrats don't see this, and we're trying to make sure that things don't get really out of control, and you have a situation where people don't get hurt. And CNN had one of the former police chiefs of Minneapolis on. Well, we found out from Liz Collin and others that even James Knowles here in – this was stunning to me. Remember the last time we talked with James Knowles, the former mayor of Ferguson? And again, maybe this is something that I had forgotten, but he was being encouraged, even by Bob McCullough, to let them burn down the police station. To, like, give
shocking.
The protesters. That's amazing to me. But in this case – it didn't look like there was a lot going on. Here's KABC, and they're talking about this and sort of running down, you know, the situation live.
It's a large group of people. It could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
Okay, you can say that, but you can also say, you know what, here we had a situation where cars were burned on fire and all this stuff happened. The police are making sure that people are safe and that people are not going to get hurt. That's part of their role right now in Los Angeles. So the same guy says,
do seem relatively calm, minus these cars that have been set on fire.
Exactly. There are a few scenes, and it looks like this scene is the worst one that we have been seeing, because like you said, the other areas that we've seen, we have seen people sitting down, and this is just the worst of it, seeing these three Waymo cars on fire.
So there wasn't a lot that happened last night. Things did not get very much out of control. Brian Ping even indicated yesterday, as so often is the case, you know, when you have a hurricane and we see it from Florida, we think, oh, this is the whole area that's devastated. Well, there's a concentrated area. When people were watching Ferguson, it wasn't like we had protests all over the area. It was concentrated. In this particular safe, I think they did pretty well. But look at this dynamic. You have the mayor of L.A., who is literally a communist. She goes down to Cuba years ago, sympathizes with Castro, which is just ridiculous. I mean, these are people who hate our country, right? And they want to say, well, our immigrants are important to our California economy. Yeah, but the thing that they're not, once again, this is so confusing to me, they do not and they refuse to distinguish between illegal and legal migrants. So you have Gavin Newsom out there still saying things about Trump.
I've got 100 now. I have 175 CHP officers, technically trained officers, tactical teams, to address Donald Trump's mess. It's wrong. And we're calling for the President of the United States to rescind his order so that he can clean up his own mess.
So what is his mess? His mess is trying to protect people in Los Angeles. You have the mayor of L.A. Think about this. Think about the dynamic. I don't know what the proper analogy would be, but let's say that we were in a situation, we have been in a situation here in St. Louis, where it looked like things were going to get out of control. Let's just go to the night that the grand jury report was released in 2014. Mike Brown happened in August. You know, QT burns down. Antonio French at the Post gaslights that. The Post gaslights it. They go through this whole process. Obama comes in with Eric Holder. They look at it. They finally issue a report that in the end indicates, yeah, the kid, the gentle giant, wasn't exactly the gentle giant. But we were all on alert that night, and there were protests and some rioting that went on the night of the grand jury. But we were prepared, right? They knew when that report was going to be released. So in this particular situation, they know that things potentially can get hot. They're trying to move in. You have the mayor of Los Angeles tweeting this out. Angelenos, know your rights. If officers ask you questions, you have the right to say, I choose to remain silent. Then she says you have the right to consult with an attorney before answering any questions or signing any documents. If you have a valid U.S. immigration document, carry them with you. Never carry false documents or lie about your immigration status. So essentially, she is, and Gavin Newsom and many of the Democrats, we have a montage here of people talking about this, they are siding with the migrants who have criminal records. They're not going through. This is another false media narrative. They're not going through and just swiping people up and throwing them in cars and ripping them from their families. Now, you should draw a parallel. If we have someone who is a criminal, someone who has escaped from prison, for example, in New Orleans, someone who is a killer that's on the loose, someone who's a rapist. Now, in St. Louis, we got away from arresting people. But let's say you go into someone's home, you have a warrant, you find them even randomly on a traffic stop. You arrest them. If their kids are in the car, you're going to take them away from their kids. That's the way it works. But again, the Dems crazy about this right now.
All of the violence and the escalation is core to the Trump administration's authoritarian playbook. They are being met with tear gas and rubber bullets from this unconstitutional, unlawful administration.
If one wants to fix the immigration laws, which they should be fixed. Fix the immigration laws. Don't arrest workers. And what Donald Trump is doing is the fear of America, not the promise of America.
Well, a couple of things. You know, Fred, I thought that was Elizabeth Warren. I don't think that is. Those were California folks. But the fear is that the American people felt like they were invaded. Now, we have migrants, and certainly we have plenty of illegal migrants in the Los Angeles area and probably in California. But whose fault is that? That's Joe Biden's fault. It's the fault of people that let everyone come into society and, by the way, suck off the trough of the federal government. John Kennedy's always real good on this, senator from Louisiana.
I think all those people need to pop a Zoloft and relax a little bit.
So last night did not go that poorly. They were prepared. So we'll see what happens tonight. We have a lot more great audio about that. We do have a lot to get to here. Chris Elston, who is known as Billboard Chris on Twitter. He's awesome. He's been one of the heroes, along with Riley Gaines and Jen Say and J.K. Rowling and Jamie Reed from here in St. Louis on the gender issue. He's been really, really good. And he's not as much into the women's sports thing. Not that that's not important, but he focuses on like mutilation of children. And he can't, you know, he has conversations all across the planet. He has been in Belgium recently. He was in D.C. yesterday meeting with people. So he's going to join us. There is a real interesting piece that I found from a guy by the name of Gregory Whitestone, which talked about the reading of the polar ice caps, which, of course, they're just melting, Sue, everywhere. The polar ice, right? Well, in fact, they're not. You're going to find that they're not. And that's why this stuff is not settled. So he's going to join us. We have Sue's News for a Tuesday afternoon. It's Telephone Tuesday. We'll take some calls. All kinds of stuff coming up here on a Tuesday edition of The Mark Reardon Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fred reminded me that we also have in the 5 o'clock hour, Chris Klemm, who is a former Border Patrol agent, so he'll have all kinds of things to say about what's happening in L.A. and elsewhere. And they do have, maybe I started to say this in the opening, sometimes I forget, but they have this like National Day of Resistance across all of the blue cities, including St. Louis, that is scheduled for the 14th. Sue, can you tell me when the 14th is? Is that Saturday?
I believe so.
Yeah, so the theory is they're going to go all across the country and they're going to, you know, protest for illegals. I guess that what's the goal? They're protesting against Trump rounding up people who are, in some cases, you know, murdering thugs. But that's what the blue Democrats do. And it's also going to be interesting to see, especially in our area, which Democrats will Wesley Bell stick with them, for example?
Right.
I'd be very curious about that. But Batya Ungar-Sargon, who joins us on a regular basis, she had an outstanding column. I tweeted it out over the weekend on the whole Trump-Elon, you know, breakup. But she's going to weigh in on all the news of the day as well, because even as I indicated this with Sean Spicer yesterday, it felt like that whole Elon-Trump thing happened so long ago, and it was only last Thursday. But one of my favorites is with us this afternoon, Chris Elston. He's known as Billboard Chris. He goes around the planet, and he preaches the truth about the gender nonsense. We've got some things to share this afternoon with him. Chris, welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm on my way to the airport in D.C. because I had some meetings here that came up unexpectedly after I was put in jail in Belgium last week. So another eventful week.
Okay, well, that I knew you were in D.C., and I was going to ask you about that, but let's go back to Belgium because I had missed those headlines. What happened over there?
So I went to Brussels, which is the home of the European Parliament, just to do what I do. Have some conversations out on the street, and I was also meeting with several members of the European Parliament. I met with representatives of about 8 different countries. Joining me was Lois McClatchy-Miller from ADF International, who helped arrange some of the meetings with these politicians. And in some of our spare time, we just headed out onto the streets of Brussels, and I think it was Thursday. We'd already been out on the street on Tuesday, and out of the 120 cities I've been to in 11 different countries, it was very apparent right away, and it remains so, that Brussels is without a doubt the most woke and abusive city I've been to. I normally get 9-1 support, and it was like 5-1 against there. I couldn't hardly find anyone who agreed with us or were willing to say it. And we were getting a ton of abuse. The first day there, a man threw a glass bottle at us. I didn't even see it coming. We were walking away, and I suddenly heard a smash from behind me, and this glass bottle had landed right near a 5-year-old girl and her dad. And so anyway, 2 days later, we went out there again into the town square, and we were beset upon by all these angry, hostile people. Lois, who was filming, was getting harassed endlessly by this rather large man, about 6'5" tall. So we called police, because you can't just follow a woman around everywhere being menacing, making threats. The police came, and they determined that we were the source of the problems. They told us to take the signs off and leave. I refused. Lois refused. So we were told that we needed permission from the mayor in order to have these conversations. We needed a permit, even though that goes contrary to the European Commission on Human Rights, which is supposed to guarantee freedom of expression. And so we were arrested, we were taken to a police station. We were then told we were actually being criminally charged with what translates as disturbing the peace. We were handcuffed, then taken to a second police station, stripped down to my underwear, put in jail, and then released at 9 p.m. after a few hours. No criminal charges, no tickets, nothing. My signs were confiscated. I'm told they're being sent for destruction. And ultimately, they just wanted to get rid of us. They wanted us off the streets, and they yielded to this baying mob. This news story went rather viral, although Elon Musk and Trump were having their feud at this exact same time. But some of the officials in Washington, D.C. are not pleased with the attempts of the people of Belgium to clamp down on free speech. So I've just been having some meetings in D.C. in the past couple of days.
Yeah, so to your point, you know, the news cycle is crazy. And then I was all over Elon and Trump. And then I'm sure you're aware the Simone Biles thing came up with Riley Gaines on Friday. So I had missed this aspect of everything. Had you ever, in all of this, you've been at this for how many years now? Has it been 4 or 5 or more than that?
Yeah, it'll be 5 years in September.
Okay, so had you ever been handcuffed in the process of any of your, you know, your meetings or your protests previously?
I was put in jail twice early on in the first year in October 2020 and December. Each time, after getting assaulted and surrounded and harassed by Antifa types, second time after getting punched in the head from behind, I didn't even know this guy was coming. So police learned pretty quickly in Canada that after thousands of complaints, literally they've received thousands, that I'm actually not the person causing the trouble out there, and they pretty much leave me alone now and let me do my thing. But in some of these other countries, like in Australia, where I was forcibly moved on by police a few months ago for having conversations in the town square, they took my signs off me and marched me out of there. I thought I was going to jail, but then they released me. A lot of these countries, freedom of speech is dead. People complain about Canada a lot, but I'm telling you, Canada is way stronger for freedom of speech than Western Europe and Australia.
It really is amazing. And I think we signed, I can't really speak for Belgium, but I can speak for like New Zealand and Australia, because I remember not only seeing your videos, but during COVID, it was horrific what they were doing to people. They were basically keeping them caged up if you had a difference of opinion. And for people, and I'll play some audio here as we wrap up the interview so people understand what you do, probably should have done it before, but you always, always keep your calm. I don't know how you do it. So you're not argumentative. You're asking questions. You're trying to make people aware. You engage with people. Sometimes you get people to kind of see your perspective. So that's kind of amazing that they would put you as the one that's under arrest.
Yeah, I uploaded a full 70 minutes unedited video of all the events leading up to our arrest. So it's quite fascinating. This one man, he came just to stop us from having conversations. The first day I saw him, actually 2 days before, and he stood inches in front of me as I was talking to someone. Because this is a common tactic of these leftists. They don't want us having conversations. They'll do anything to try to stop them. He would continually talk over us. My friend Lois was filming, doing a great job of dealing with his constant harassment. But yeah, it's a pretty crazy, surreal experience. We had all this abuse nonstop, and then police decide to put us in jail. I'm used to this, of course. It's not the first time it's happened. It won't be the last. But I actually want to thank all these crazy people because they helped get the message out to millions more than otherwise would have seen it.
Why do you think there's such a difference in some of these countries? You know, 60 Minutes did this piece on Germany a few months ago. And, you know, 60 Minutes was, I think, pretty much supporting this. But they interviewed people who were very comfortable in saying, we're the thought police. If you say something on the interwebs, if you say anything that alludes to something that we deem inappropriate, we're going to potentially arrest you. Now, for those of us who've been around and we know what East Germany is all about before the wall came down, I always point to a movie called The Lives of Others, which is a really good movie from, I don't know, maybe it's even 20 years ago about, you know, what was happening in the 1960s with actors and, you know, people in the arts where they were being eavesdropped upon by the Stasi. It feels like that in some of these cases. And you got people out there defending it like it's normal.
Yes, freedom of speech is really dead in a lot of these countries. It's incredible. I was telling some of the officials I met the last couple of days, I don't think the average American can possibly understand. It's like entering a whole other world. Maybe 15% of the Europeans would have voted for the Republican Party, if that. And they are passing all of these bills all across the world. They're all written in concert, where they're trying to clamp down on free speech. And there's this new law in Europe that went into effect this year called the Digital Services Act. And so it's very similar to what happened to me in Australia, where I'm suing their government, along with Elon Musk, who's also suing, two separate appeals. But I had one of my tweets ordered taken down when I criticized the appointment of a woman named Teddy Cook to the World Health Organization. She's from Australia. She identifies as a man, and she writes the most inappropriate stuff, bondage, bestiality, everything. It's inappropriate to talk about on the radio. She's not a doctor, but she was appointed to the World Health Organization to draft healthcare policy. I quoted a Daily Mail article. That's all I did. I criticized her appointment, and I called her a woman because she is.
Yeah.
And the e-safety commissioner in Australia deemed that cyber abuse. What's going on in Europe now is the same thing. If you, in America, write a post critical of some European, and they deem this to be abusive or hateful or whatever, based on their standards, they can order the social media companies to take down your post so that all 450 million members of the European Union will not see it. And what will end up happening is these social media companies will just end up rewriting their algorithms to satisfy these laws, because if they don't comply, they face a 6% penalty of their revenue, 6% of top line revenue. That just takes away almost all their profit margins.
So
it's wild. And that's for one incident.
Is that why Elon, because I would think that Elon would not be someone who would be for that, but that's something they, even on the X, that they've complied with that because they're worried about the profits?
Elon's very against the Digital Services Act. So what we need is what society needs is a test case where someone is censored by this act, and then we can challenge it. And who knows, maybe that'll happen to me again, as has happened in Australia. But I'm going to keep going to Europe because freedom of speech is dead there. People have no idea what's going on. All these people on the streets of Brussels, they have no clue about the reality of giving children puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, etc. And they think I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
But they know nothing about it, and they don't even want to have a conversation about it. So we need to keep going into these countries to generate media so people can start waking up and having these conversations.
Okay, so outside of Europe and Australia and all this kooky stuff out there, I would say, if I had to handicap this, I would say that at least in this country, in America, there's been a lot of progress, and we see it time and time again with the polling. We see this sports issue. You know, I don't know how closely you followed the Minnesota pitcher and, you know, Riley Gaines and folks like Jen Saint, J.K. Rowling's got involved in this. I think we're making an impact thanks to folks like you in this country because, again, this is not an 80-20 issue. It's a 95-5 issue. But it's amazing that there's still Democrats that are trying to, you know, be on the other side of this.
Yeah, the far left. They'll never change their position. They continue to die on this hill. They can't learn. So honestly, that's good for the Republican Party and good for just common sense and truth, because we need a long run of Republicans in power so that we can undo a lot of the damage that has been done.
Well,
what can I say? I mean, this is like a cultish ideology. It's like a religion for these people, and nothing you say is ever going to change their minds.
You know, I'm worried because I have a 10-year-old girl who's going into fifth grade, and you know, I have gay friends, and she's aware of that. But on this trans issue, we really have not brought it up, and I don't even know how to have conversations. It seems like Do you sense that in this country, maybe anywhere else, that there is more of this kids being hopped up on puberty blockers, et cetera, of wealthier people, or is there a demographic in particular, or is it random?
It's right across the board. It's all the kids who are struggling. It's children with autism.
Yeah.
It's a lot of kids who've suffered abuse. Sexual abuse is very common. For the parents who are pushing this on their kids, that definitely happens with the wealthier white liberal demographic. But a lot of parents are being blindsided by this because kids are coming into this ideology, learning about it online or at school.
Right. Well, that was kind of my guess. That's why I brought that question up. Billboard Chris Elston, good Lord. If you need bail money, let us know. You know, we'll get it going for you. I'm sorry to hear what happened in Belgium, but you're heroic in all this. You keep up the fight as you always do. Did you, when you say you met in Washington, those were positive conversations yesterday?
Oh, yeah, 100%. The Trump administration is all on board defeating this ideology. The State Department is very on board with ensuring that freedom of speech is maintained or advanced, not just for Americans, but all across the world. Because if you don't have freedom of speech in Europe, et cetera, it does impact what happens here at home.
All right, Chris. Hey, thanks for having a little time here to converse about this. We had not caught up a little, and I learned a lot even this afternoon. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, we got Sue's News coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. It's also Telephone Tuesday, so we'll open up the phone lines. Plenty of stuff to talk about. I found a piece, and I think many of you know, I preach against experts quite a bit. And on the climate change front, I'm not a climate change denier. Of course, the climate is changing. How much are we causing it? I don't really think anyone has the answer to that. How much can we do about it by reducing our carbon emissions? Well, that answer would be not very much, especially based on China and India. But I did think this was interesting because there was a piece that was written, and we're going to welcome in Gregory Whitestone, who's the executive director of the CO2 Coalition. They have a piece published called Climate Obsessed: Infantile Reading of Polar Ice. And there's some interesting details in here that your friends who are climate obsessed would probably not want to hear, but I like to share everything on this front, whether it's something that is in my position's favor or not. But Gregory, how are you this afternoon? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, really busy, really good. And thankfully, before we get into the Arctic, it's great that now I can say we're getting a lot of really, really good things coming out of Washington, D.C. It's been a long time since I've been able to say that, especially on the climate change front. It's almost on a daily basis. There's more coming tomorrow that I can't release, but a couple big announcements tomorrow coming out of the EPA.
And I was just saying, I was talking to Sean Spicer yesterday. He was on my show, and I forgot the name of the guy, but you might even know his name. I had a guest on recently from the University of Colorado Boulder, who's a climatologist, who just happened to dare have a different opinion on some of this stuff. And he's not a climate change denier. They ran him out of the university. They literally gave him a corner desk, and now he is persona non grata. And he's not on my side of politics. Again, on some of this stuff, it shouldn't matter if you're a conservative or a liberal. What should matter, and I think you would agree, is the truth, right?
Exactly. And another good example is I've just published my first children's book. It's called Chloe the Clownfish Sleeps Well. And my collaborator was Dr. Peter Ridd. And he got run out of the university over in Australia because he told the truth about what's happening about the corals and the Great Barrier Reef. They fired him. And he won a court case, got a bunch of money out of him for it. But we see that time and time again with people getting ramrodded and thrown out. They need to silence people like me and my colleagues at the CO2 Coalition, because I got to tell you, we tell a compelling, fact-based story about this. And we're doing a lot of really cool stuff, too, that working with people. Again, just today, we'll be delivering an important request. Again, I can't go into the details, but it'll be to the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of the Science Technology Advisor. We're the CO2 Coalition. I like to think of us as the tip of the spear when it comes to the scientific establishment telling the truth about climate change.
Well, yeah.
And you know, we could talk a little bit about the Arctic now if you'd like.
Let's do that. First of all, I want to say, make sure you share that with me, because you got my interest piqued, and I'd like to hear more about it. But I love the fact that this piece is started with the line, "Whenever experts are shocked," because I always say don't trust the experts, because the experts get it wrong a lot, and they get it wrong a lot on climate. And on the polarized situation, there is fascinating new details, isn't there?
Yeah, both Arctic ice and Antarctic ice. In the Arctic, the minimum extent of Arctic ice occurred back in 2012. That was 12 years ago. And in that time, we've seen an expansion of Arctic ice. But of all of these things, it comes and it goes. It's somewhat cyclic. We do know, though, what they never talk about. And so that's contrary to what we're being told about this melting of the sea ice. But when we look at it, we are in a warming trend. Like you say, climate's, don't deny that it's changing. Don't deny that it's warming. But the warming trend started more than 300 years ago, and glacial retreat, it goes hand in hand with sea level rise, but the glacial retreat started in the early 1800s. Well, the first Model T didn't roll off the assembly line until more than 100 years later. So the warming started warming in fits and starts for 150 years before we added significant carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. And so the Arctic ice has been expanding now for 12 years. It's not cooperating with the climate bedwetters, is it? And then in the Antarctic, they're seeing some just absolutely phenomenally record cold temperatures. And I mean, by record cold, it's like really, really, really cold. And Greenland, they're talking about Greenland ice melting, but the average temperature in the center of Greenland is around minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, you'd have to warm up temperature, 72 degrees to get it to melt? You're not going to melt any ice if it warms up by 5 degrees and it's only minus 35 degrees or whatever. So they don't tell things like that.
Yeah.
They don't share that with you.
So in a fair media world, you'd have the LA Times, who's already declared none of this, is even fair game for coverage, or the New York Times, or the Washington Post. They would actually pay attention, because look, NASA even has to admit some of this stuff when it comes to the measurements. But whenever they have something that is against fossil fuels or is against the so-called settled science, there's no coverage of that at all. I have to find this in alternative media. I think I found it. It was posted on Real Clear Politics, which is a site that I know and love, and they're pretty fair over there because they post both sides. But this kind of stuff is not even acknowledged in the legacy media.
No, it's not. And they can't. They can't let the cat out of the bag. Because like I say, if we have a voice, me and my colleagues at the CO2 Coalition, others like us, the jig is up. The game's over. So they have to keep us silenced. They can't let you know that the islands that are supposed to be underwater in 20 years, they cannot allow the information, the fact that those islands have seen 400 feet of sea level rise in the last 15,000 years. How do you explain those islands not being under 400 feet of water?
I know.
It's a geologic process known as accretion. I'm a geologist. And things like that, people, their eyes get wide. I've never heard that. Yeah, because we're silenced. It's a real problem we have, is how do we avoid, how do we get around the mainstream media? How do we get around the people? And again, we'll talk maybe in a week or so. There's some things going on that we're involved with that will be coming down over the next 24 hours that it's very impactful for us.
Well, let's hold on that because I'm already here, as I often do, I'm behind on my clock, so I'm going to let you go, but you have piqued my interest, and you're great. Thank you so much for coming on here because I have further questions. But keep us posted through my producer, or can we send people to a specific website to find this information?
Sure. CO2coalition.org, CO2coalition.org, or if you want that new children's book, just search for Chloe the Clownfish on Amazon. Chloe the Clownfish.
See, You'll love it. I love that because my daughter, who is going into fifth grade, she was showing me something that they watch in school called CNN 10. It's like a little 10-minute episode of the news wrap-up. And unfortunately, I watched it last week. They don't do it during the school year. They do it more during the school year than they do during the summer. But I'm watching it, and I'm not telling my daughter this, but it's pretty much brainwashing of these kids. So to have an alternative universe is helpful.
Yes. You go to CO2LearningCenter.com, CO2LearningCenter.com. This is our mission. Our children and grandchildren are being indoctrinated into the climate cult, and we are doing something about it.
Hey, let's catch up again next week, Gregory. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Sue knows this, but I'll paint the picture for the audience. So when I'm here at the control board, I have several things in front of me, the computer where the commercials are played, and then we have something called the hotkeys. And the hotkeys can be anything like this.
It's time for insect news.
You know, so I use that, and there's other things that I have. Like if I'm talking about people across the pond, I may use this. Right. We have the Price is Right horn is on here. But then there are a few things, and every once in a while, we clean up the hotkeys because I need more room for other things. But I noticed that there was one here, and it kind of ties in with what we were talking about with Billboard Chris from, I think it was last summer, when they were at the DNC. And this is like something I would say is an oldie but a goodie and sort of represents where a lot of these Democrats are. Remember this moment?
Specify that when we have a gender non-binary candidate or officer, the non-binary individual is counted as neither male nor female, and the remaining six offices must be gender balanced. At this point, are currently two male and two female. In order to be gender balanced, we must add one male, one female, and one person of any gender.
I mean, that literally sounds like an SNL bit when SNL was funny, but it's just hilarious. And that's what the party is. I mean, if you're a Democrat, I'm sorry. That's what your party does. You can make fun of kooky Republicans all you want, but that's your guys, right? That's who you are. So going back to Chris Elston, because I was unaware of what happened in Belgium, let me play a little sample. And he's great. On his Twitter site, he always posts these videos. And God bless him, because he's so calm all the time.
Hey, everyone. This is Billboard Chris here. I'm with my good friend Lois McClatchy-Miller from ADF International. And we have quite a scene unfolding in Brussels, Belgium. We have been getting incredibly harassed for about the last hour. We've remained perfectly calm, as always, having conversations about what is the greatest child abuse scandal in modern medicine history. We called the police because a man was harassing and following Lois everywhere she went, trying to stop us from filming. The police have now arrived, and they've told me I have to put... And Lois, they've told us we have to put our signs away. I have refused. He said I was violating the law. I said, what law? He can't name it. But we have the right of freedom of expression throughout Europe. I know my rights. I've been meeting with members of the European Parliament all week.
So they arrested him. And again, what's important, they didn't even know what to charge him with. They just knew that the freedom of speech police had to take over. I mentioned the 60 Minutes piece with Chris in Germany. It's horrifying. They think they're on the right side of this. We're going to shut people down for what they're thinking. We emphasize our freedoms in America. Think about that. Think about being arrested for something that you're thinking or that you said or that you might have put on social media. Good Lord.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.